7 minutes past 8, and here again with It Says in the Papers, it's Jonas Doyle.
The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun lead with Gina Herity, the Mayo woman who was kidnapped at gunpoint by a notorious gang in Haiti at the beginning of August and released after 27 days. In an interview with Midwest Radio yesterday, she was also on RTE television later in the day, she spoke about being taken captive with 7 other people from the orphanage she runs in Haiti. The papers quote her as feeling petrified that they would be used in a sacrifice in a voodoo ceremony. A lot of these gangs will tell you themselves they are working for the devil, she said. That is what they will tell you. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, is the main focus of the Irish Daily Mail and the Irish Daily Mirror. Gardaí believe that a man suspected of being behind threats to him has sent several violent and abusive messages to other senior government figures, Gareth McNamee writes in the Mail. According to the Irish Examiner, Gardaí believe that the threats to Mr. Harris and his close family are not coordinated or directed by a single person or group. As Fianna Fáil's TDs, senators and MEPs vote today to choose the party's candidate for the presidential election, the Irish Independent reports that the former GAA manager Jim Gavin is expected to be chosen. But strong support for Billy Kelleher, MEP, would send a message to the leadership that TDs are unhappy with the process to pick a candidate. This is being treated as a referendum on Micheál's leadership, one TD, unnamed, is quoted as saying. The Examiner says that sources in both contenders' camps conceded that the results would be very, very tight. As for other presidential hopefuls, the Irish Times has a front-page photograph of Charlotte Keenan waiting to be called to address Kerry County councillors yesterday to seek their nomination as Nick Delahanty leaves the chamber. The picture is by Don McMonagall. Harry McGee was also there for the paper. Once every 7 years, local authorities do the political equivalent of speed dating, he writes. The 14 aspirants giving a 5-minute pitch included an electrician from Cork, a Dutchman passionate about animal rights, and a former Marilyn Monroe impersonator, who is an admirer of Donald Trump and says people call her far right. McGee quotes independent Kerry councillor Jackie Healy-Ray, who said only 2 had made contact with him. The other 12, I know nothing about them or what they stand for, he said. It makes me suspicious about how seriously they take it. The Times leads with the new research from the Economic and Social Research Institute, which suggests that 1 in 5 children in Ireland now lives in a family below the poverty line when housing costs are taken into account. The report shows that child poverty rates are now approaching the bleakest days of the economic crash, with many parents having to choose between food, clothing, lighting and heat as the cost of living crisis deepens, Cian O'Connell writes. The Irish Examiner highlights that news on its front page, but it leads with those at the other end of the age spectrum. Niamh Griffin reports that the health service executive has admitted that there are a huge amount of potentially dangerous illnesses in older people that are being missed or are not being adequately treated. And the focus is on children again on the Independent front page, which carries a photograph by Damien Eagers of Fianna Fáil TD Catherine Arda, with her twin sons, one of whom is neurodiverse and non-verbal and has complex needs. Deputy Arda says she has applied to over a dozen schools to find a place for Dara Og, aged 5, and it is heartbreaking to receive rejection letters. She observes that the right to education is protected by the Constitution under Article 42. It is terrible, she writes, that almost a century after the introduction of the Constitution, parents are forced to go to the High Court to seek a judicial intervention to uphold the rights of vulnerable children in this state. It ought to be a source of shame.